You know, his experience, his knowledge of the game, knowing where plays is going to go before they even happen. You know, him coming from a winning program, you know, obviously knows how to win. You know how to be that leader on the defense and on the team for us. So, you know, that's things that go unseen. You know, whether him taking on, you know, blocks, two blockers at a time, or, you know, whether him just directing the play, telling other young guys where the play is going, just little things like that comes with, you know, the leadership ability that he has, and it definitely will be missed.
Yeah, you were pretty good before he got here, of course, but how has he helped you personally as a linebacker?
As a linebacker, you know, he had all the accolades that I'm trying to achieve. You know, he's been to the Pro Bowl, been to the Super Bowl. You know, he had those game-changing plays. So for me, just looking at him in the standpoint of how he makes plays, you know, I'm steady learning from him each and every day. And hopefully he learned from me on certain things. But me and Jamie has that relationship where we just feed off each other. So I'm always trying to, you know, learn from the best. And I think that he's one of the better linebackers in this league. And I'm going to continue to learn from him.
Is it that Burgess has had an opportunity to play in place of Jamie? What is that with the concussion?
So say it again.
How beneficial is it that James Burgess has had a chance to play when Jamie was out with the concussion? So,
yeah.
You know, he's got that experience.
Well, yeah, James Burgess has been doing an extremely well job for us. Whenever his name is called, whenever his number is called, he's always out there to go out there and make a play. I believe the first time that Jamie was out for some time, you know, Burge stepped right in. And, you know, he was getting the TFLs, you know, PBUs, sacks and things like that. So he definitely knows what he's doing. I have complete faith in James. And, you know, he knows that he has a bigger responsibility now that, you know, Jamie is out. But I think he can take that on, and, you know, I'm just ready to see him play.
Christian, as someone who's been here, I mean, there's been some pretty rotten luck here as well. You know, yesterday, Kaiser's having the game of his short career. He gets knocked out for a bit. Jamie, his first interception, you know, injures his knee. How do you help some of these young players overcome the negative momentum swings and not allow that snake bit mentality to creep in?
You know, you look across the NFL, you know, you see this year a lot of players getting hurt, you know, whether it's, you know, Richard Sherman, you know, I just heard about Joe, you know, Jamie, you know, it's just a bunch of guys, you know, going down this year. So all you got to think about is just saying, like, that's football. You know, injuries happen to other teams. So we can't say, like, oh, man, it's just the Browns. No, it's everybody in the league. But just telling the young guy, you know, those things are going to happen, and it's a part of the game, so you just got to keep going. No matter how much negative things go on, you always got to think positively. So for me, just being a leader on this team and, you know, having a lot of young guys look up to me, you know, you just got to keep your vision going forward. You can't look about what's going on around you, you know, because if you stuck in the past, then you're just going to, you know, just kind of not move on or not get any better. So as a you know, as a veteran guy telling these young guys, you know, you just got to keep the ball rolling. You know, you just can't let things affect you. Just control what you can control and just go out there and give it your all. And, you know, whatever happens, happen.
Jimmy doesn't talk much to us. But you called him a locker room leader. You've mentioned that. What does he do? Like, how's he like behind the scenes that makes you guys either gravitate toward him or, you know, consider him a leader?
Yeah. So, you know, Jamie's not going to be that vocal person around everyone. If you're not his teammate in the locker room, man, he's a guy. He's cool with everyone. He always joking around. You know, he take football seriously, and I think that people respect him because, you know, he talks less and do more. I think his game speaks for itself. You know, so he's just always constantly, you know, teaching guys, you know, the knowledge of the game. And, you know, that's something that you really can, like, you really can enjoy being around because, you know, he won the games. You know, he's went to the Super Bowl. You know, he's went to the Pro Bowl. So, like, a lot of guys want to, you know, reach those goals. And, you know, he did it all. So he has a lot of knowledge that he can pass down coming from New England and, you know, coming from a winning program. He got a lot of knowledge that, you know, guys are eager and they willing to listen to. So, you know, Jamie he leads in his own way. He's not going to be like, you know, that talkative guy like I am. You know, I could talk all day and just try to get people excited, try to get people amped up. So everybody leads in their own way. And Jamie, you know, his play speaks for itself.
You might not get to talk to him.
kind of along these lines.
Yeah, y'all probably not going to get nothing out of James.
So, not to speak on his behalf, but have you talked to him today and kind of how, what kind of feeling do you have from him about, you know, kind of where his mood's at with the season being over?
Jamie's in good spirits. You know, he stays encouraged. He's looking forward. You know, like I said, you only control what you can control. You know, he made a great play, and it was unfortunate that the play ended in the way it did. But for Jamie, you know, he's just trying to encourage guys that, you know, he's going to be all right and encourage guys to keep moving forward. And that's something that, you know, he's doing right now. He's teaching the younger guys. He's talking to James, letting him know, like, hey, well, I'm out. You're going to have to step up, this and that. So Jamie's he's definitely in good spirits.
You have a question about the defense in general. You guys are ranked 12th, a lot better than last year. But you've given up a lot of touchdowns.
Right.
So what do you think is missing?
I can't really put my hand on that. You know, teams get scored on each and every Sunday, you know. And for us, we're just trying to eliminate the amount of scores that they're having on us. And that's something that we just got to go in the film room and see what we can clean up and see some of the reasons why things are happening. So, you know, we'll definitely take practice this week and make sure we put special emphasis on, you know, not letting nobody cross our goal line. So I really can't pinpoint the exact reason, you know, why things are happening. But, you know, we'll get it fixed.
When you got the first two series yesterday, before Collins got hurt, when you guys came out so fast, is that the ultimate vision that you had for the defense with everybody helping?
For sure. You know, you always want to have the impactful defensive of plays that we had, you know, early in that game. I think that, you know, that goes to show you that we have playmakers on the team and playmakers that can make those plays early. And, you know, it was just unfortunate to, you know, have certain injuries happen when everything was going so well. But, you know, it's the name of the game. That's a part of the game.